technology allows us to still gather together as a church and worship together despite the pandemic.
我为这些科技献上感谢，虽然有这样子的疫情，但是我们还能够再这样子来相聚，一起来敬拜。
But I have to say, I really miss gathering with you all and seeing you each week and being able to say hello and to see how things are going with you all. So I really miss that. And I hope this pandemic ends soon so that we can gather again together.
但是我仍然非常的想念跟大家可以面对面的一起来敬拜，希望这个疫情过后之后，我们可以再一次的相聚。
But I want to wish you all a Merry Christmas.
我在这边要祝大家圣诞快乐。
Like many of you, I've always loved Christmas.
可能跟大家一样，我非常的喜欢这个圣诞的季节。
You know, the decorations, the lights, the parties, the trees, the festive atmosphere, and of course, the gifts.
像这样子的一个圣诞季节的一些装饰、派对，还有我们的这样子的一个气氛，当然不能够少的就是礼物。
I don't know about you, but one thing that we would do every year when I was a kid was to visit Santa Claus whenever we went to the mall.
我还记得我小时候每年都会一定到这个百货公司里面去看这个圣诞老公公。
You'd wait in this long line with a bunch of other parents and children, and when it was your turn, you'd sit in Santa's lap.
跟其他的家长、孩子们一样，排在这个很长的队伍里面，为的是要跟这个圣诞老公公能够见面。
And then he'd ask your name, and then he'd ask, "What do you want for Christmas?"
当我坐在圣诞老公公的脚上的时候，他会问我说：“你叫什么名字？然后这个圣诞节你会需要什么礼物？”
And then I'd tell him all the things that I wanted for gadgets, all the toys, all the gadgets, and all the fun things, the games.
我会告诉他所有我想要的玩具、游戏、电子产品。
Then he'd say, "Okay, I'll see what I can do."
那他会回答说：“好吧，让我看看我可以帮你做什么。”
And then you take a picture, and then you'd go.
然后跟他照一个照片，然后就走了。
But because of the pandemic, I couldn't do that this year, and I'm really upset about that.
那因为疫情的关系，我们今年没有办法这样子做。
Okay, then after that, I would leave, and I'd feel pretty good about maybe getting some of those things that I asked for.
在那个之后，我都会觉得还不错，我应该可以得到什么东西吧。
But I had to be good.
但是我一定要够好。
Because remember that song, "You Better Be Good." You know, he's checking the list and all that other stuff because Santa Claus is coming to town. You better be good.
就像那首歌讲的，你一定要做得很好，因为圣诞老公公来了。
And if you're not good, you'd get nothing but rocks and coal.
如果你不够好的话，你能够得到的就不过就是一些石头跟木炭。
Which is actually a little bit better than getting clothes, because I hated getting clothes. At least you could throw rocks and coal.
我觉得我还是可以很接近的，不只是得到这个东西。
So usually I'd get one or two of those things that I'd ask for, and I felt that's how the system works.
我大概都可以得到一两样我想要的东西，我觉得这个大概就是圣诞礼物的这样子的一个认知吧。
You ask Santa for things, and he gives it to you if you're good, and the better you are, the more you get.
我想当我跟圣诞老公公来要求的时候，他大概按照我的表现来给我东西，我表现得越好，我得到的东西大概越多。
You know, a lot of us kind of see God in the same way.
很多时候我们用这样子的态度来看待神。
God is here to help me get whatever I want in life.
神就是要给我，帮助我，得到我所想要的东西。
And if I'm good, he'll give me what I ask for.
如果我表现得还不错，我就会得到我所祈求的。
But if I'm not obedient, then he probably won't give me what I want.
如果我不听话，他可能就不会这样子就给我。
And no matter what, if he doesn't give me what I want, then I got to make do with whatever I have and hope he'll give me what I want next time.
如果上帝没有给我这些的时候，我大概就只能用我现在所拥有的这些，希望下一次神会给我所想要的。
And then there are those who kind of feel like, you know, I shouldn't bother God with these requests that I have.
从另一方面，有些人可能会认为说，我不应该跟神要求这些鸡毛蒜皮的事情。
My requests are so selfish, they're so small, you know, I mean, God's got enough to worry about. He's running the whole world, he's running the whole universe.
我所请求的东西可能太过于自私，而且是微不足道。他已经有太多的事情需要来。
There's billions of people in the world. I don't think God really cares about my job or whether I get into the school or whether I find a parking space.
有太多的人需要神来帮助。我不需要麻烦他。
So I don't need to ask God. It's I don't want to bother him.
我不要来打扰他。
And there are those that when you ask them if they have any prayer requests, they don't share anything except maybe requests for other people.
还有一些人是当你问他有什么代祷事项的时候，他都会不会分享，有任何个人的请求，他觉得说可以帮别人来祷告。
It's kind of like, I don't need prayer, but all these other people do.
好像是说我不需要被祷告来请求，别人比我更需要。
So it's kind of interesting to see the different ways people see God in prayer.
所以每一个人看待在神面前来祷告有很不一样的看法。
Some see him like Santa Claus.
有人把神看成是一个圣诞老公公。
Others see him like the president or the CEO, you know, just too busy to notice.
也有人认为说神就像是一个总统或者是一个公司的老板，他没有时间来管我。
And while others see themselves as kind of self-sufficient, you know, I don't need God, but others do.
有的人也觉得自己可以很充足的自我满足，我不需要神，别人需要神。
But Jesus gave us a very good idea of how we should view God in his Sermon on the Mount.
在主耶稣他的登山宝训当中，他给我们一个很好如何看待神的态度。
And that view of God not only forms how we interact with God, but also has an impact on how we treat others.
他不但在这当中教导我们要如何的跟上帝来互动，他也教导我们该如何的来对待别人。
So let's all turn to Matthew chapter 7, verses 7 through 12.
所以我们翻到马太福音第七章第七到十二节。在 Echo 的这个英文堂当中，我们最近都是在谈论登山宝训的这个系列。在最近我们是用这样子的经文来思考我们今年的教会的年度主题。等一下，这个麦克风有点问题。
Okay, here we go. Okay, so just briefly, in Echo, we've been going through the Sermon on the Mount these past few months, and it's one of the ways we've been addressing this year's church theme, Made New in Christ. Many people see Christianity as mainly behavior modification.
很多人认为基督教就是要改变我们的行为。
So when you're a Christian, you don't do certain things that are considered bad, like you don't do drugs, you don't curse, you don't smoke, you don't play mahjong. Okay, you don't do certain things that people would think are not good.
当你成为基督徒的时候，你会觉得说我不应该做一些看似不好的行为，比方说是吸毒、骂脏话、抽烟，或者是打麻将。
And then you start to do things that are considered good, like going to church and giving money and to the church and helping out other people and being nice and helping others.
你会开始做一些所谓好的行为，比方说上教会，对人家良好，捐款，帮助别人。
Others think Christianity is just a belief system.
有的人认为基督教只不过是一个信仰的系统。
That we believe certain things about God, and about Jesus, and we have certain views about things, whether it be political views or morality views.
好像是让我们来相信关于神和基督的一个教导，我们也可以让我们在其他的事情上面有一些我们个人的想法，包括我们在政治上面还有我们个人的一些道德观。
But in reality, being a Christian means that you are in a very close relationship with someone, Jesus Christ.
但是实际上成为一个基督徒是让我们可以跟耶稣基督有一个个人亲密的关系。
And that relationship changes everything.
而这样子的一个关系完全颠覆我们的一切。
It's not just behavior modification. It's not just a different belief system.
它不是一个行为上面的改正，也不是一个信仰上的不同。
It's a complete and total transformation. It affects your values. It affects your purpose in life. It affects your attitudes. It affects your relationships with people.
是一个彻底的一个转变，它不但影响到我们的价值观，也改变了我们的人生的目标，我们的态度，也包含了我们跟别人的关系。
Christianity is to change everything about you.
一个基督教的信仰，它是完全的让我们彻底的改变。
And you're made new in Christ because you have a relationship with Jesus Christ.
我们之所以能够成为新人，是因为我们和耶稣基督有一个关系。
So in today's passage, we're going to see how Jesus wants us to interact with the Father, why he wants us to do that, and how it affects our interactions with others.
在今天的经文当中，我们将看到耶稣他是如何教导我们要如何的与父神来互动，我们 该如此做的原因是什么，而且它会如何的影响我们跟别人的关系。
We'll see that our Father gifts good things, and that God wants us to ask, and He wants us to act.
我们可以看见天父他其实给了我们极好的礼物，而且他要我们向他来祈求，并且要我们采取行动。
So let's take a look. God wants us to ask.
神要我们来祈求。
Let me read this passage for us. You could follow along in Chinese. Matthew chapter 7, verse 7 through 11.
我来读这段经文，你们可以看着这个荧幕上。
Jesus says, Ask and it will be given to you. Seek and you will find. Knock and it will be opened to you. For everyone who asks receives. And the one who seeks finds. And to the one who knocks it will be opened. Or which one of you, if his son asks him for bread, will give him a stone? Or if he asks for a fish, will give him a serpent? If you then, who are evil, know how to give good gifts to your children, how much more will your Father who is in heaven give good things to those who ask him? Jesus is basically saying here, take action, take the initiative in asking things from God our Father.
耶稣在这里讲的是要我们采取行动，主动地向神，我们的天父来祈求。
Back to verse 7, it says, Ask, and it will be given to you.
在第七节这边讲到说祈求，它是一个来到神面前的要求，祈求他的回应。
Ask means to make a request.
这个祈求就是跟他要求他的回复。
It has the idea of coming before the Lord in humility, and in a sense of dependence, that we are requesting the Lord for something that we need.
是带着一种谦卑的态度来到主的面前，来跟他要求，恳求。表示一种对神的一个依赖。
Seek has this idea of an earnest search that we don't just ask and forget about it, but that we are really looking for God to respond.
寻找就是一个非常切切的寻求的意思，而期待他来对我们的回应。
You know, when I was a kid and someone was going to come over, I would sometimes wait by the window. That overlooked the bend in the road where they would be coming around to come to our house. And every time a car came by, I would say, is that them?
我小的时候，当我知道有人要来我家里面的时候，我总会坐在窗子面前看着路口，有没有人来。当有车子经过的时候，我都会，是他们吗？如果不是，那我就会继续的在那边期待的等着他们。
And I'd keep watching and waiting with anticipation of their arrival.
我继续在那边的等候，期待他们的到来。
And that's the same way we are looking for God. We are anticipating His work in our response to our asks.
所以当我们跟神来祈求的时候，我们同样的来期待等候他的回应。
Then he tells us to knock, and knock has the desire, expresses the desire to enter and gain access.
接下来他讲到叩门，就代表着我们要进去的一个意愿。
And this is the real blessing because this carries with it the idea of relationship.
这是一个极大的祝福，因为它的代表着一个跟他一个交流的关系。
That Jesus, that God wants us to have a close and intimate relationship with our Father in heaven.
耶稣要我们跟天父有一个非常美好亲密的关系。
Now you can ask our governor, you can ask our president to do something.
你可以跟州长或总统来要求什么事情。
And you can look for them to respond to your requests with eagerness.
你也可以非常的踊跃的期待他们的回应。
But we really aren't invited to have a close relationship with these leaders, are we?
但是事实上我们跟他没有任何的一个个人关系。
But with God our Father, the almighty creator of this universe, he invites us to a relationship, a close, intimate relationship with him.
但是和我们的天父这一位全能的创造者，他邀请我们进入一个非常亲密个人的关系上。
But he doesn't force this relationship upon us.
但他并没有强迫我们进入这个关系。
I mean, he already took the initiative by sending his son, Jesus Christ, to die on the cross to pay the penalty for our sins so that we can be reconciled to God and have this relationship.
他已经主动的将他的儿子耶稣基督让他道成肉身来到这世上，并且为我们的罪被钉死在十字架上，让我们跟神能够和好。
And in a sense, God waits for us to knock.
他等着我们来叩门。
To express our desire to meet with him, and he welcomes us in.
他愿意我们来接待他，也愿意他来开门来接受我们。
That relationship is an awesome privilege.
这样子的一个关系其实是一个极大的特权。
So there are four important attitudes that we should have as we come to the Lord in prayer.
当我们来到主的面前必须带种四种非常重要的态度。
The first one is dependent.
第一个是依赖心。
You know, all these three words, ask, seek, and knock, they all have this sense that God has something that we desire or need.
前面提到的这三个方面讲到祈求、寻找、叩门其实都带出来我们所需要的是在神这边有什么是我们所没有的。
You know, if we had it already, or if we were able to get it on our own, then we wouldn't need it, would we? We wouldn't need to ask.
如果我们已经拥有了或者我们可以靠自己来得着的话我们就不需要祈求了。
So the question is, do you have this sense of dependence as you come before the Lord? That sense of desperate dependence, realizing that only He is the one who can supply and really bring about your needs.
所以当我们来到神的面前我们是否有这样子的一个依赖的心而清楚真正知道只有他可以供应我们所祈求的。
The second attitude we need to have is a persistent attitude.
第二个态度是持续的心。
You know, the tense of these commands, you know, ask, seek, and knock, in the original language, it conveys that this is something that is to be done continually.
在前面所提到的这三个祈求、寻找、叩门其实在原文当中都有一个持续的动作的意思。
It could be translated, keep on asking, keep on seeking, keep on knocking.
所以也可以翻译成为继续的祈求、继续的寻找、继续的叩门。
Now, it's not that we're nagging God to do something as if He's not listening.
有人会觉得说这是不是好像在纠缠神来回复我们。
But it's that constant reminder that we are dependent upon the Lord.
但是这其实是提醒我们要不断的来依赖神。
We need to be persistent in reminding ourselves that we're dependent upon the Father to provide, to work, and to bring us through the situations that we're facing.
我们必须不断的提醒我们自己只有神他可以来提供我们所需要的也带领我们走出我们的环境。
You know, it's so easy for us to have this sense of self-sufficiency, that I can do it on my own, that I don't need God.
我们很容易会有那种自我充足的一种态度觉得我自己办得到我不需要神。
You know, I've been really working hard to try to cultivate this sense of dependency, upon the Lord, where I'm continually reminding myself that I need the Lord in everything that I do.
我个人是需要培养这样子一种迫切的依赖心让我不断的提醒我自己不管在生活当中大大小小的事情我需要主。
Are you persistent in your pursuit of God?
在你的生命当中你是如此的持续的寻找神吗?
You're constantly reminding yourself that you are completely dependent upon Him in everything.
你是否不断地提醒你自己你时刻的需要他呢
In Acts it says that in him we live and move and have our being. Every breath is a gift from God.
在我们的生命当中我们的每一口的气息都是神所赐予的。
You know, in our English congregation prayer meetings, we'll usually close the time out with sharing personal prayer requests in our small groups and sharing about one or two people in our sphere of influence who do not yet know Jesus Christ.
在我们英文堂的祷告会上面我们通常在祷告会最终结束分组的时候我们会分享我们个人的代祷事项并分享一些几位我们当中不认识耶稣的人。
And many of us, we share the same requests each week. You know I do.
许多人每一个礼拜分享同样的事情我自己就是这样子。
And sometimes I feel, man, these folks are probably sick and tired of hearing me say the same thing each week.
有时候我会想说哇这每个礼拜都讲一样的事他们大概都听烦了。
But that's okay, because we are I am to be continually looking to the Lord and asking and seeking and knocking for Him to work.
但是没有关系我们需要不断地朝主来看将我们一切的事情来仰望他来求他来帮助我们。
So keep on asking, keep on seeking, keep on knocking.
所以我们应该要继续的祈求继续的寻求继续的叩门
Keep on reminding yourself of how much you need God.
不断的提醒我们自己我们是多么的需要他
Third, we need to have an expectant attitude.
第三种的态度是我们对神有一个期待的心
There's a promise that Jesus gives us here. It will be given to you. You will find. It will be open to you.
耶稣在这边给我们一个应许他说祈求就给你们寻找就寻见叩门就给你们开门。
He reiterates this promise in verse 8.
他在第八节他就再次的提醒这样子的一个应许。
In verse 8 he says, For everyone who asks receives, and the one who seeks finds, and the one who knocks, it will be opened.
他说你若寻祈求你就会得着寻找就会寻见叩门就会得着开门。
A lot of times when we pray, you know, we can have the sense that God won't hear, or that God won't respond, or that God doesn't care.
有的时候我们在祷告的时候会很容易有这样子的一个态度觉得神不会听我的或者是回复我的这样子的感觉。
I know I can sometimes have that feeling.
我有的时候是这样子的感觉。
And it's not easy to have this sense of expectancy that God will do anything. Sometimes I feel, you know, I'm on my own.
很多时候我们会很容易的会有这样子的一个缺少这样子的一个期待，感觉神并不会做任何事情，觉得好像我就是我自己孤零零的一个人。
But that's not what Jesus is saying here.
但是这并不是跟耶稣所说的一样。
He's promising that God will respond.
他说神会回复我们。
In his way and in his time, he will respond. So look forward to that with an expectant heart.
所以我们应该抱着一个期待的心来向他来看。
So we need to be dependent, we need to be persistent, we need to be expectant. Fourthly, we need to be confident.
所以我们需要有一个依赖的心，我们需要一个持续的心，而且还要有一个期待的心。那第四个是讲到我们需要有信心。
Again, sometimes there's a sense that God is not going to answer my prayers or that he's going to do exactly the opposite or we have the sense that the worst is going to happen.
有时候我们会有一种觉得神不会答复我们的感觉，或者是他会给我们相反于我们所求的事情，好像要做最坏的这个结果的打算。
I know I can oftentimes be a pessimistic prayer.
我知道有的时候我其实是一个蛮悲观的祷告者。
You know, I ask God for him to work, but then I'm expecting the worst to happen anyway.
我祈求神来做工，但是我却要准备好预料最糟的结果。
I call it being realistic.
我常常称为这个叫做现实主义者。
But oftentimes it's just really self-protective.
但是事实上其实我在自我保护。
I don't want to be disappointed, so I expect the worst, and if the worst doesn't happen, then I'm pleasantly surprised. I'll feel good about that.
Yeah, 我不想要被失望，所以我期待最糟的结果，但是如果这个没有发生之后，我可能是莫名的一个惊喜。
But you know, that kind of thinking really doesn't express much faith in the Lord, does it?
但是你看这种的想法其实很明显的让我们缺少了对神的一个信心。
You know, at the same time though, we can interpret this verse as saying, you'll always get what you want whenever you ask God for anything.
但是我们也不能够反过的来认为说，用这些经文说，我们不管求什么，神都会来应允。
That kind of makes God out to be this cosmic genie, you know, who gives us everything that we want.
如果是这样子，就好像把神当作是阿拉丁神灯里面的这个精灵了。
I don't know about you, but that's not been my experience. There's a lot of times I prayed for things and I did not get what I asked for.
我不知道你们的想法，你们的经验是什么，但是我个人是没有这样的一个体验。
But we have to read on.
我们继续往下看。
Take a verse, look at verses 9 through 11.
再看9到11节的地方。
Verse 9 says this, Or which one of you, if his son asks him for bread, will give him a stone? Or if he asks for a fish, will give him a serpent? If you then, who are evil, know how to give good gifts to your children, How much more will your Father who is in heaven give good gifts to those who ask him?
第九节，你们中间谁有儿子求饼，反给他石头呢？求鱼，反给他蛇呢？你们虽然不好，尚且知道拿好东西给儿女，何况你们在天上的父，岂不更把好东西给求他的人吗？
So if the son asks for bread, something to eat, would his father give him a stone?
所以当我们来跟他求饼的时候，难道父亲会给他一块石头吗？
No, that would be mean. He'd break his teeth and he'd get terrible indigestion.
那不是很残酷的对待这个孩子，破坏他的牙齿吗？
Similarly, if a son asked for a fish, would he give him a serpent or a snake?
如果儿子来要求鱼的时候，你觉得父亲会给他一条蛇呢？
No, that would be harmful.
这样子会对他也有伤害。
And Jesus gives the point of the analogy.
他用这样子的一个比喻来让我们明白。
When he says, you who are evil, he's not saying that we're mean or terrible people like murderers or terrorists.
他讲到我们是不好，虽然不好，但是并不是指的说我们就像是一个杀人犯或者是恐怖分子。
He's comparing us to the Father, who, in comparison to our Holy Father, we're evil because of our sin.
他将我们跟天父来比较，因着我们的罪，我们其实是远远的不好。
And if we, being evil or sinful, can give good gifts to our children, how much more would our good and holy Heavenly Father do much more so?
所以如果我们是如此的邪恶，我们都懂得将好东西给我们的孩子，那更何况我们天父是会更如此的做。
What's at stake here is our picture of God.
在这边所要强调的重点是如何的让我们看见神自己。
God is not this reluctant stranger where we have to beg and beg and beg to get a response.
他并不是一个好像很犹豫的一个陌生人，我们需要一直不断的恳求他，一直到他愿意来帮助我们。
He's not a mean person who likes to play evil tricks on us.
他也不是一个很刻薄的一个要戏弄我们的人。
Nor is he a grandfather-like person who spoils us and gives us everything that we want.
更不是一个溺爱孙子的祖父，什么要都给。
No, he is a loving father who wants us to ask in prayer and loves to respond to our prayers and give us good things.
都不是，他是一个充满爱的父亲。他期望我们用祷告来向他祈求，他也喜爱的来回复我们的祈求，将好东西赐给我们。
Remember, we don't deserve anything from God because of our sin, but he graciously gifts us good things all the time.
我们要记得，我们其实并不配得到他所赐予的任何东西，但是他却愿意这样子来赐予我们。
And you might be asking, well, why doesn't he always give me what I ask for?
但是你可能会问说，那他为什么不一直的把我所要的给我呢？
We have to realize, you know, God has this awesome plan that was made before the foundation of the world.
神有他的计划，而且是在一个创世以前就已经定好的计划。
And we have to realize that his will is far better and far greater and far more good than ours is.
我们必须了解他的旨意是远远高过于我们的想法。
And sometimes we might be thinking we're asking for something good, but in God's eyes, we're actually asking for a stone or a serpent or a snake.
我们有时候会想说我们所要的是好东西啊，但是也许在神的眼中，我们所想要的可能是一个毒蛇或者是一块石头。
And in those cases, we should be thankful that God denies what we're asking for.
所以在这种情况底下，我们应该献上感谢，神并不回应我们的祈求。
Or sometimes when he gives us what we're asking for, we find out that it's really not what we wanted. It's actually empty.
所以有时候我们所发现，我们所想要的其实是很虚空的东西。
I know growing up, my desire was to be a rich engineer for the rest of my life.
我从小长大，我就一直希望我一生能够成为一个有钱的工程师。
The last thing I wanted to be was a pastor.
最后一件我想要做的事就是成为一个牧师。
And then when I finally started working as an engineer, I was actually kind of disappointed and empty in what I had received.
所以当我开始成为一个工程师的时候，我慢慢发觉说其实是很失望并空虚的事情。
See, God's plan for me wasn't to be an engineer for the rest of my life.
所以很显然的，神对我的计划并不是让我这一生做一个工程师。
And I'm so glad he has helped me become what I didn't originally want to become because serving as a pastor and serving at this church has been a great blessing for me.
我非常感谢他给我这样一个机会，让我能够成为一个牧师来服侍他的教会。
God gives good things.
他赐予上好的礼物。
And even though it might appear that God is not answering our prayer or he's what he's giving us is not good.
有的时候神的回复也跟我们所想的是不一样的。
Jesus is saying that we can be confident that God is giving us something that is good, even though it might not look it that way at that time.
主耶稣告诉我们说，我们必须要有信心，相信神所给的是最好的，尽管也许我们不能够明白。
What God has us go through and experience, it might be hard and difficult and painful, but as you go through these things, have the confidence that it will turn out good.
也许我们现在所经历的一些的事情非常的困难，非常的痛苦，但是我们相信神在最后会让我们看见这一切是好的。
We're given this promise in Romans 8:28.
在罗马书八章二十八节这边，神给我们这样子的应许。
It says this, and we know that for those who love God, all things work together for good for those who are called according to his purpose.
我们晓得万事都互相效力，叫爱神的人得益处，就是按他旨意被召的人。
All things work together for good.
所有的事情互相效力，最终是让我们得着益处。
It may not seem good at the present time, but we can be confident through this promise, it will work together for good.
也许在此时此刻并不看得到这样子的事情是好的， 但是最终我们可以看见神的心意是好的。
I think of the story of Joseph from the book of Genesis.
我喜欢在这个创世纪里面约瑟的故事。
He was sold into slavery by his brothers. That doesn't seem good.
他被他的弟兄被贩卖作为一个奴隶。
He was falsely accused by Potiphar's wife, thrown into prison. That's not good.
他被这个波提法的妻子诬告，以至于被丢在监狱里面，这个并不是好事。
And then he was forgotten in prison by those who he helped. That's not good.
他也在监狱里面被那些他曾经帮助的人遗忘过，这也不是好事。
Yet through all that, some 20 or 30 years later, it all turned out good as Joseph's entire family was saved from the famine because of Joseph's position in Egypt.
在这经过大概20多年的时间当中，他所经过这一切不好的事情，但是最终他的家人因此被得到拯救。
And Joseph saw this.
约瑟他看见这样子。
He said to his brothers, what you meant for evil, God meant for good.
所以他可以告诉他的弟兄说，你们尽管是出于恶意，但是神却是好的。
God turned all that around.
神让做秀的事情有一个改变。
Because God gives good things.
因为神赐给我们好的东西。
And then look at the example of Jesus Christ. He came down here almost 2,000 years ago.
我们也可以在耶稣的身上来看见，他在将近2000多年前来到的世上。
You read the story of his birth. I mean, he had to go through a very humble and lowly birth. There was no room for him.
他的诞生是非常的卑微的。
He had to put up with disciples who just didn't get it.
他也必须忍受那些不开窍的门徒们。
He had to put up with the Pharisees who were always opposing him.
他也必须要忍受那些始终跟他是对立的法利赛人们。
And then he had to experience an excruciating crucifixion and death.
他更是要经历十字架的痛苦跟死亡。
Hardly a nice, comfortable life.
他这一生是充满了艰难。
But in the end, it was good. Very, very good.
但是到了最终，我们看见这是好的，而且是非常非常的好。
God highly exalted him above every name, as it says in Philippians.
神将他升高，而且赐给他超过万有的名。
And you and I are saved through the terrible things that Jesus went through.
我们也透过他所经历的这一些不好的事情而得着救赎。
You see, Jesus is the greatest gift of all.
耶稣基督他是最好的。
And God definitely gives good gifts to those who ask him.
所以神将那最好的礼物赐给那一些祈求他的人。
So come to him with a heart that is dependent and persistent and expectant and confident.
所以当我们来到神的面前，我们必须带着依赖、持续、期待，并且是信心。
You will never be disappointed in the end.
不管最后是怎么样，
no matter how bad things look now,
不管现在的处境是如何，
and even in the middle of the storm that you're facing, we can always ask, how is God going to turn this out for good?
尽管在我们现在所面对人生的风雨当中，我们还是可以来询问神，他要怎么样的改变这一切，
and then look forward to him doing just that in his way and in his time.
我们可以期待他大能的展现，在他的时间用他的方式来带出来美好的结果。
God wants us to ask, seek, and knock because he loves to respond. So do it all the time.
神期待我们如此的来祈求，因为他也喜爱回应我们的祈求，所以我们应该时常的如此来做。
So God wants us to ask. The second thing that God wants us to do is God wants us to act.
除了神要我们要跟他祈求之外，另外神要我们去采取行动。
Take a look at verse 12.
再看一下第12节的地方。
Jesus says, So whatever you wish that others would do to you, do also to them, for this is the law and the prophets.
所以无论何事，你们愿意人怎样待你们，你们也要怎样待人，因为这就是律法和先知的道理。
As God has shown us his love through Jesus Christ, he wants us to respond, to act by showing his love to others,In Jesus Christ.
当神已经借着耶稣向我们显现了他的爱，他也期待我们照他的爱，将他的爱显现于，展现在别人的身上。
We're given here what is known as the golden rule. Basically, to treat others the way that you want them to treat you.
这节经文其实给我们的就是所谓的黄金的法则，就是待人如己。
And Jesus says, this is a law and the prophets. This summarizes the commands of Scripture.
耶稣也说，这就是律法和先知的道理，它包含了所有的经文的在我们的身上的指令。
There's a couple things we need to notice.
但有一些事情我们需要了解的。
First, it's a code. It's not a reason for conduct.
这是我们一个行为的一个准则，但是并不是我们行为的原因。
In other words, you don't treat others a certain way and then expect them to treat you the same way.
我们如此对待人，并不是因为我们期待别人也是这样子对待我们。
Sadly, that's how a lot of us operate. You know, when you treat someone nicely and they don't treat you the same way, you forget them.
所以很多时候我们就是这样子，当我们对他们好，但是他们如果不好好的对待我们，我们就对他们放弃。
But no, Jesus is saying here that you treat others this way regardless of how they treat you.
所以不管主耶稣在这边所讲的，不管别人是怎么待我们，我们都要这样子的对待别人。
Jesus is not advocating reciprocal types of relationships.
他所讲的不是一个彼此互相的关系。
Human nature is if you're nice to me, I'll be nice to you. If you're mean to me, I'll be mean to you.
Yeah. 在这个人性当中，我们就像是说，如果你对我好，我就对你好；如果你对我不好，我也对你不好。
And we end up treating others how they have treated us.
我们最后是用别人对我们的方式，我们来对待他们。
But no, Jesus here is advocating a radical code of conduct, a different standard.
耶稣在这边所讲的是一个完全彻底推翻一种我们所认知的一种行为的法则，是一个完全不同的标准。
Now, other religious leaders have said something similar.
其他的宗教领袖也说了类似的事情。
Confucius had said, do not do to others what you would not wish done to yourself.
孔夫子曾说，己所不欲，勿施于人。
And this Rabbi Hillel, he was one of the prominent rabbis around Jesus' time, said, what is hateful to you, do not do to anyone else. This is the whole law. All the rest is commentary. Go and learn it.
有一个拉比叫希勒，他是在耶稣时代非常有名的拉比。他说的，如果你自己认为是你所不喜欢的事情的话，就不应该如此的对待其他的人。这是一个最主要的律法，其他的律法不过就是一些的评论，回去好好的研读吧。
And this seems to make sense. I don't want to offend, so I don't want to be offended, so I won't offend. I don't want my stuff stolen, so I won't steal. I don't like being gossiped about, so I'm not going to gossip.
这听起来蛮有道理的。我不想要被人家来触犯，所以我也不去触犯别人。我不想我的东西被偷，所以我不去偷别人的东西。我不想别人传我的流言，所以我不去讲别人的闲话。
And it sounds like a good code to live by. You know, ask yourself, how would I feel if someone did this to me?If you feel bad or mad, then don't do it, right?
这好像听起来是一个很好的一个原则。问问你自己，如果别人这样子对我，会有什么感觉呢？你如果觉得很愤怒，你就不会这么这样子去做，这不是很好吗？
So the best way to live out this idea is to just leave everyone alone.
另外一种做法就是完全不要理会别人怎么管。
There's no chance I'd hurt anybody, and no chance anyone could hurt me.
也不会去伤害任何人，也不会有人来伤害我。
But that's not what Jesus is telling us to do here.
这并不是耶稣在这里所教导我们的。
Jesus' command here is actually radically different. This is the first time this idea was put in a positive form.
耶稣在这边所指的这样子的一个原则是完全不同的，而且在这历史上面，这是唯一将这样子的一个想法看成是正面的。
Instead of being commanded to stop doing bad things to others, we're commanded by Jesus here to start doing good things for others.
就这样子的原则不是只是叫我们说不要去做不好的事，而是叫我们开始去做好的事情。
You know, the love of self, you know, it's a very powerful force in our lives. It usually guides us in our daily decisions on what we do. What's best for me?
爱自己这样子的一个概念，其实在我们的生活当中常常会觉得说我该做什么事情来对我自己是有利的。
Now we are to let this thinking guide us in how we act towards others.
这样子的指令现在反而是帮助我们来引导我们知道说如何的来对待别人。
So instead of just trying to remember the negative things to avoid, we are told to look for the positive things we are to do.
我们不单是要避免做一些不好的事情，而是要开始去寻找说我们该如何的做好的事情。
We need to build up others in love, to encourage them, to pray for them, to care for them, to appreciate them, to serve them.And to sacrifice for them. That's what we would like people to do for us. That's what we need to be doing for others.
我们必须要在爱中来建立别人，去鼓励他们，为他们祷告，关心他们，也感激他们，去服侍他们，也为他们牺牲。
So instead of asking, what do I not like people doing to me and not doing those things, ask, what do I like people doing for me and start doing those things for others?
所以不再只是问自己说我不喜欢别人要怎么样的待我，所以然后去避免做这样的事，而是要问自己说我希望别人怎么样来对待我，而开始去追求这机会来为别人做这样子的事情。
And don't expect anything in return. It's a code of conduct, not a reason for conduct.
记得不要期待别人要同样的来回应，记得这是一个行为的准则，而并不是一个我们如此行为的原因。
You know, our current system of laws in this world are basically made so that we don't hurt other people or infringe upon other people's rights.
我们现在的法律系统就是让我们不要去做那些伤害别人的事情。
Laws are mainly a bunch of restrictions on what we can't do, right?
它给我们规定了很多我们不该做的事情，不是吗？
There really doesn't seem to be many laws that tell you to help someone or to do something positive for someone, is there? Except maybe to pay taxes.
很多的法律没有规定我们要如何的去帮助人或为别人的好而做，大概只有缴税吧。
But laws are mainly there to keep us from doing something bad.
但是法律基本上是规定你不可以做坏事。
So we tend to have this mentality, you know, that not doing anything that will offend or hurt someone else, and we think we're okay.
所以我们常常会有这样子的一个心态，只要我不做出那些会触犯或伤害别人的事，我就 OK 的。
But again, Jesus' command is very, very different. He's telling us to do good things, good gifts for others.
所以耶稣在这边他所教导我们的是完全不同的，他要我们是为别人的好而行，而且向别人展现基督的爱。
That's a lifestyle that pleases the Lord and builds our relationship with Him when we love others.
所以这样子就是让我们可以跟神来建立一个好的关系。
Later on, Jesus strengthens this command even more.
之后在经文当中，耶稣又更加的强调。
He tells his disciples to love one another not as you love yourself, but to love one another as Christ has loved us.
他对门徒说，你们的相爱不是只是要跟你爱你自己一样，而是要像基督的爱一样来爱彼此。
Whoa, this is a totally new kind of love.
这是一个全新的爱。
This is a completely sacrificial kind of love.
这个完全牺牲的爱。
And the love of Jesus Christ is the greatest gift because through his love, he gives himself.
基督的爱就是一个至高的礼物，因为透过他的爱，他献上了他自己。
And we see this love of Jesus throughout his life, the way he served to the way he died.
我们在他的一生当中我们可以很明显的看见他的爱，从他的服事以及他为我们死的方式。
And we have the privilege of expressing the same sort of love to others.
我们今天有这样子的一个特权，我们可以将这样子的爱去跟别人来分享。
To be like Christ to the world around us.
可以在这个世界当中，我们就像是主耶稣一样。
How are you doing in that?
你如何的来做呢？
God wants us to act in love.
他要我们在爱的里面去采取行动。
How are you doing in terms of acting in love?
你如何的来做呢？
You know, at Christmas, we celebrate the greatest gift ever given, Jesus Christ.
在这一个圣诞季节，我们为耶稣，就是那一个最高最高的礼物来庆祝。
Jesus, who gave his life so that we might be forgiven and have this close personal relationship with God.
因着他舍弃了他的生命，我们得以得到饶恕，并跟神建立一个和好的关系。
So accept that gift if you haven't already.
所以如果你没有曾经这样子做的话，接受这样子的礼物。
Repent or turn from your sin and believe that Jesus died and rose again to pay the penalty for your sins and begin that relationship with him today.
悔改，从你的罪当中悔改，并接受这样子的一个关系。
Receive the gift that God is offering to you today.
接受神所赐给你的这样子的一份礼物。
That would be a great Christmas gift to receive.
这是一个非常好的圣诞礼物来接受它。
It's free. You don't have to pay for it. God offers it to you freely through faith.
它是完全免费的，神愿意这样子的来赐给我们，来接受它。
All you have to do is accept it through faith.
你所需要做的就是接受它。
And those of you who've already made that decision to accept Christ as your Savior, make sure you're maintaining that relationship through prayer.
如果你已经做了这样子的决定，确定你可以持续的来保守这样子的一个关系，借着祷告。
Come to the Father regularly with dependent, persistent, expectant, and confident prayers.
不断的来到的神面前，透过一个依赖的心、持续的心、期待的心，并一个确信的心。
Because we know, because you know that He gifts good things.
因为我们知道他给我们好的礼物。
And then share that gift of love to others by being proactive in gifting good things to those around you.
也借着这样子的礼物，让我们同样的去跟我们周围的人来分享这个爱的礼物。
Remember, our Heavenly Father gifts good things.
记得我们的天父他给我们好的礼物。
Respond to that by asking in prayer and acting in love.
向他来回应，来在祷告当中来向他祈求，也采取行动跟人来分享这样子的爱。
Let's pray.
我们去祷告。
And what is God saying to you this morning as we looked into His Word?
思想一下今天早晨这些话语如何的来让你明白。
Have you been building your relationship with God through prayer by asking, seeking, and knocking persistently?
你是否已经在祷告当中借着这样子的一个心来向他祈求呢？
Have you been praying with dependence and persistence and expectant and confidently?
你是否带着一个依赖、持续、不断的寻求跟信心来这样子跟他祈求？
Spend a moment in prayer and asking the Lord to help you develop that relationship with Him.
我们在祷告当中有一些的安静。
And then secondly, ask, have you been acting in love?
第二个我们要思想的是，我们是否有将这样子的爱行出来？
Have you been someone who has really thought about how you can be a blessing to others as God has been a blessing to you?
你是否想过，当神如此的祝福你，你是否可以成为你周围人的祝福呢？
Spend a moment asking the Lord to help you to love as Christ loved us.
在祷告当中来跟他寻求，求他来帮助。
Maybe there's someone in your life that God is asking you to love with a Christ-like love.
也许在你的生命当中有这样子的一个人，你可以用基督的爱来爱他。
Maybe ask God to help you express that love to that person this week.
也许在未来这一周，求神帮助你如何的将这样子的爱来向这个人来行。
Heavenly Father, we thank you that you are not a God who stands far off and is aloof and doesn't care for us, but that you are a God who wants to have a close and intimate relationship with us, that you want us to ask, you want us to seek you, you want us to knock and to have this close relationship with you. And forgive us if we have not spent that time with you and that we have kind of put you off to the side. And I pray, Lord, that you would help us to remember how much you love us, that you give good things, and to realize that you are the source of all that we are really looking for. And I pray that we would go to you regularly, asking, seeking, and knocking, and looking for you to respond in your way and in your time. Even in the difficult times of life, Lord, thank you for your promise that all things work together for good because you give good things. And help us, Lord, to share this love with other people. Just as Christ shared his love with us, a sacrificial love, help us, Lord, to be your witnesses by the way that we love other people. That's what this world needs to see in this difficult time that this world is going through. Help them to see us, Christians, who are loving as Christ loved, so that people will be drawn to a relationship with Jesus Christ. So Lord, help us to fulfill that. We thank you so much for your great gift of all. Jesus Christ. And it's in his name we pray. Amen.